Hello, loves. Okay, so today we're going to just kind of dive right into it. And thank you for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, as always, for tuning in wherever you are, whether you're driving to work or you're getting ready or whatever you may be doing, cooking, who knows. I love listening to podcasts. So I always feel so honored when you guys tune in. But yeah, I really wanted to talk about what are the two things that I really accredit to my change and transformation. And it's two energies that I can specifically pinpoint that come to mind. And the first one is being open to change, being open to things being better than I could possibly imagine, being open to possibility. Being open to the process. And the second one is being willing to do what it takes, being willing to go there, being willing to take action, being willing to surrender. And so these two energies, being open and being willing, are the two most powerful energies for transformation and change. Like, okay, you know how you watch those movies and it's like the person that is so unhappy with their life and they're so stubborn and they just won't change. They just are the way that they are, and maybe they're like the grumpy character in the movie, and all of a sudden, like, let's say some fatal event happens, and it doesn't even have to be fatal. Maybe it's just like this little dark night of the soul or awakening, but in movies it's most of the time like fatal. And when that happens, when that event occurs, they are so open and willing to change. And that's when they really change, is when they're open to it, when they're willing to do it, when they're willing to do what it takes to not be that person who was grumpy, that was stubborn, that was living a life that was unfulfilling and that wasn't giving them the joy. And actually, okay, so I kind of want to add this one, but it's not necessary. It's kind of like once you're open and willing, then it's powerful. So once you're open and willing, then you have to believe that it is possible for you to change, that it is possible for you to live your dream life, that it is possible for you to live in fulfillment, to reach success, to live in joy, that it is your birthright to experience these things, but truly believing that it is possible. But the thing is this one doesn't really matter unless you're open and willing. Because unless you're open and willing, then you will just, it won't either be on your radar or you'll have so much resistance to it. But believing it's possible is so, so powerful. It expands you. And this is really where we run into the inner work, right? So let's say that you grew up in a family where maybe there just was never enough, right? Or your family was very much in scarcity. Maybe they were immigrants. Maybe, you know, they worked really hard. And so that was your kind of framework for money and success, that you had to work really hard for success, that even then it was never enough. And this subconscious program limited what you believe is possible. And so this is where the inner work really comes in, because you're beginning to really look at your beliefs and see what is possible for you, and also see what is the story. What is the story in your money? What is the story in your relationships? What is the story in your health, your fulfillment? And really rewriting that story into a story of possibility, into what you want to expand into. And this runs deep. This runs so deep, because this is not just like, oh, this is how I grew up. This is going down the ancestral lineage. This is going down what has been passed down to your parents from their parents and their parents, and it's been passed down to you. And so when they say, like, you're the one breaking generational curses, it's because you are the one who is rewriting the story. And why this is possible now is because the level of consciousness, the level of vibration that we've reached. Think about our parents and their parents' parents and all of that. They were living in much denser times. They were dealing with such heavier things, things that we cannot even imagine, or things that we don't even have to think about nowadays. We don't have to think about wars or things like that, you know? So this stuff runs deep. So the beautiful thing about the internet is that now we can see what's possible, right? We see someone who's maybe living the life we want to. We see someone who has the same story or similar stories to us and have reached success, have reached fulfillment, have gotten the home, have, you know, gotten their dream job or their dream partner. And it's like, whoa, okay, so that is possible for me. So there are examples out there on the internet, on Instagram, wherever platform that you hang out in, there are examples of what is possible. And what's been so powerful for me is if I'm feeling any kind of block towards something, if I'm feeling any kind of resistance towards something, or for instance, I'm taking that channeling course right now, right? And in that course, we're asked to look at our fear around channeling. And this can come from past lives, this incarnation, but it mainly comes from like past lives, things that have happened and psychic wounds that we've developed. And so we did like some journal prompts and whatnot, but it was so powerful for me to say, it is possible for me to channel. It is possible for me to use my gifts in this lifetime. And you can literally use this for anything. It is possible for me to have success. It is possible for me to have an amazing partner. And so I kind of want to tie back into the first two energies that I talked about. Really being open to the process, really being open to the journey and not judging it, not trying to press a certain way for it to go. Like, for example, if you think the only way that you can be successful is by getting a degree, or that the only way that you can make money is the ways that you've always made money, or that the only way that you're gonna find your partner is through an online dating app, like, that's what I'm talking about. Really breaking through that limitation and being open. You know, who knows? You may meet your partner at the grocery store. You know, you may get into like a car accident. God forbid you don't, but let's say, you know, it's like a movie scene and you get into a car accident, or your tire pops and then some guy pulls over and then he ends up being your soulmate. Like, you just don't know, you know? And these things happen all of the time. So being open to the opportunities, the ways that it can happen for you. And this is just so, so important, because we can be so rigid in our minds and think, oh, I know best. I know the way it should go. This is the only way it can happen. And it's like, no, the universe, God, source, creator, whatever you want to call it, is a creative freaking genius. So be open to it going in a way that you didn't even think was possible. And so now let's go to willing, right? So when I began my spiritual journey and my spiritual healing, I was willing to do anything. I was willing to do EFT. I was willing to do hypnotherapy. I was willing to do past lives. I was willing to do shadow work, inner child healing, literally everything and anything that I found, I was willing to do it. And I didn't have any attachment to whether it'll work or not. I was like, if it works, heck yes. If it doesn't, okay, well, maybe it's not for me, or maybe not right now. So being willing is so, so important in the process. And I don't know why I just thought of like a really random memory, but just thinking of like, okay, when I was a little girl, I hated sushi, right? I was just like, meh. And imagine if I would have never been willing to try sushi again because I hated it when I was a little girl. I would have never discovered my love for sushi. Or what if I was never willing to try pho? then I would have never discovered my love for pho. Like, it's just, we have to be willing to try things. We have to be willing to do it without knowing whether we'll like it, whether it'll work, whether, you know, just being the experimenter, the explorer, and being curious. And you never know until you try. So really being open, being willing, and then expanding what is possible and really rewriting those beliefs about money, relationships, health, whatever area of life that you're really wanting to shift, really wanting to transform, really wanting to change, really up level. So here's just a few reflective questions for you right now. So where in your life, think of an area of your life, how can you be more open to things working out in a different way? How can you be more willing? What's something that you can try today, tomorrow, next week, next month? What's something that you're willing to try that you haven't? Or that you're willing to try again? And what are you wanting to claim is possible for you right now? I want you to just say, it's possible for me to... And yes, I just did like a clap. But yeah, so really just kind of reflect on this and be open, willing, and believe it's possible. So this was my message today for you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. And I mentioned before on my other podcast episode that I am doing free timeline alchemy sessions. And so if you're interested in doing that, we're really going to be focusing on whatever it is you're going through right now. It's going to be intuitively guided. It's going to be customized to you. So if you're interested, DM me at InnerMystic saying that you want to do one of the timeline alchemy sessions. They're going to be about 45 minutes to an hour and they're completely free. So thank you as always for tuning in, and until next time, bye guys.